Early's 8,000 men, who had been positioned at Cold Harbor behind A.P. Hill's Corps and out of immediate view of Union scouts, began their trek west late on June 12th, around the time Grant began his secret move to the James River and Lee's rear. Major General John C. Breckinridge's brigade of 4,000 already in the valley joined Early, increasing his force to about 12,000. Each side had tighter picket lines, which cut back on deserters and spies who might sneak through to tip off the other on movements. More important, each side was preoccupied with its own getaway. Grant's crossing the James helped cloak Early's departure better than Lee could have. The two generals, in effect, had stolen marches on each other. As Grant moved to the James, Sharp's intelligence operation practically ground to a halt, disrupted as it always was by all the activity involved when this massive army changed operating bases. Moreover, Sharp had been tied up with policing chores Patrick assigned him to round up stragglers, arrest looters, and prevent destruction of private property. Spy duties had been left to John Babcock to oversee. The burden of finding Early should have fallen to McEntee, Sharp's agent in the Shenandoah. But McEntee, who faced all kinds of problems gathering information when Siegel was in command, experienced the same headaches with Siegel's successor, Hunter, who proved indifferent to intelligence collection, assigning McEntee thieves and loafers for his scouts. Not until June 17th, when Early had already passed Charlottesville and was on his way to Lynchburg, did Sharp issue his first intelligence summary for Meade since they had left Cold Harbor. But that report focused on the strength of Petersburg's rebel garrison and on whether Lee had detected the federal move. Sharp assumed that Early remained with Lee in the Richmond defenses. It was not until June 20th that rebel prisoners brought in that day and the next two began alerting Sharp to the fact that Early's corps might not be with Lee. But the prisoners had heard only rumors that Early had marched west toward the Shenandoah. Sharp remained unsure of his whereabouts for the next 2 weeks. His misplacing this corps turned out to have serious consequences for Grant.